Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
So I'm going to try and get you more job interviews. It's not going to be easy.
I have faith, Yardi.
Yardi?
This is a special name for you.
For me?
Yes. It had great cultural significance.
What does it mean?
It means great white cow.
Okay. Well, it's better than a lot of things I've been called.
That's Reese Witherspoon from the new movie, The Good Lie. It's based on real events and shows the journey of four children fleeing the civil war in southern Sudan. Witherspoon plays their job counselor once they arrive in the U.S. The Good Lie is being released digitally December 9th on iTunes, Vudu, and Amazon. And with us is one of the film stars, South Sudanese-American actor Ghair Dewani, and Sasha Chanoff, founder of the humanitarian group Refuge Point. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Ghair, this movie, difficult to watch, especially in the early parts of the film when we watch these young boys and one girl, you know, travel from this their village where their mother and parents are killed and looking for a refugee camp. Very painful to watch, but it's more than that for you. It's personal. You've actually lived through this. What was it like to act in the film?
It was a painful journey from the very beginning, and now to do a movie about it, to relive that path, yeah, it was a responsibility that I have to step in, but it was worth it for me to tell the story all over again.
Why was it so important to you?
It helped me to heal, too, from the past struggle.
Talk a little bit about your struggle, because you were recruited as a child soldier. How old were you?
Well, when I first landed in Ethiopia in 1987, I was very young. I was possibly 12 years old.
Mm.
Yeah. So I was among the kids that was training, and I participated in the war in 91, and until I find a way to escape again and came to Ethiopia and find my way to Kenya. Mm. And then came to state early in 94.
Seeing things that I'm sure no child or anyone would ever want to see. But as we see in the film with this young family that comes to the United States together, it doesn't really get any easier. We see troubles acclimating to life in the United States. This many years on now, how old are you now?
Now I'm 36.
Has it gotten any easier for you?
You know what? I really appreciate America. And the American people, they really welcome us here because they affected our lives in a positive way. And I hope we did the same thing to their lives, too. And the best part about it is that, yes, American, too, they have their own struggle, and we struggle with them. Some of my colleagues, they even went to Iraq and Afghanistan, and they died there. So we fight for the cause of American people because we are American and we are being welcome here.
I want to turn to you, Sasha, and talk, if you can, about the latest plight in South Sudan now.
Yeah, thanks for having me. This film is so current and so relevant because while it depicts Ghair's story from decades ago, that story is actually repeating itself in South Sudan now. Conflict started last year in December. It's been going on for almost a year. About 1.9 million people have been displaced. It started as a political conflict between the president, Salva Kiir, and the vice president, Riek Machar, who took sides and couldn't resolve political issues, but has devolved into an ethnic conflict, and there have been a lot of now splinter groups that are arming themselves. Over the past few months, it's been the rainy season, which is essentially put on hold any fighting because South Sudan, which is about the size of Texas, is pretty much 100% flooded and roads are impassable. Not that there are many roads to begin with. But now the sides are rearming and we're going to see renewed conflict. People have not been able to plant, so there is going to be a famine coming. I've heard from colleagues on the ground that hundreds of thousands and potentially millions of people may starve there. And even if peace does come through the ongoing peace process in Addis Ababa, the splinter groups that are on the ground will not adhere to that. So we're going to see fighting go on for some time. It's one of the great catastrophes of the world right now. Syria, Iraq, South Sudan, and Central African Republic all in the past few years have seen a massive amount of displacement.
Ghair, what do you think? There was such hope that South Sudan would be fine, or at least much better than it was. And now here we are again. It must be a terrible case of deja vu.
Yes, I mean, yeah, very, very disappointed about what happened. I know the whole world been supporting this country, and America particularly really pushed for South Sudan to stand as their own state. I was supposed to be the future, and then the war would end with us, and then we could start. But now, look at us. Again, we have to go through the same things. So it doesn't get any easier.
And you've been back. I understand you visited the region recently to visit your family. How are they doing?
My family were displaced from this current conflict. And then my mom resides in Kakuma camp with my brothers and sisters. And I also have my other brothers and sister who really live in Ethiopia, refugee camps. Yeah, and my family all reside in refugee camps.
And what's it like for your family in the refugee camps now?
It's a tough situation. Refugee camps, there's conflict in refugee camps.
Yeah, what kind of conflict?
They've been fighting along the tribal lines, which is the same problem that really happening in the country. I think that's a normal thing, too.
Back in December, I was actually planning a trip to South Sudan to visit because I was working with some South Sudanese Lost Boy groups in Phoenix that wanted to bring Lost Boys who'd been educated in the United States, who now have college degrees, bring them back to South Sudan in this new country to help with the educational and political and economic systems. The new war broke out, and it's still ongoing. They've been unable to make that trip back to South Sudan. And I wonder for you, especially because this film does touch on giving back after having come to the United States, how much of there is a sense of duty among the Lost Boys and yourself to do that?
Our country, yes, has gone through long struggle for 6 decades now. And all my hopes are up to those guys, which is my generation, the Lost Boys. So I'm always hoping that we, the people that can really set up our country, because we came to this part of the world where we gain a different perspective about our own problems. So it's unfortunate what happened in December, where those guys you met in Phoenix, they wanted to go back home, which is that's something that all of us been trying to do since peace was signed in 2005. Most of us going back to find families, and most of us going back to really give some helps in a small scale.
I think it's something that we've seen with many of the Lost Boys who are in the U.S. They have transcended in many ways these ethnic boundaries. They are the future of their country. And in fact, when they were coming here, they carried that message with them. They knew that they were the future. And they continue to be a resounding kind of call for peace for their country while the situation grows worse and worse on the ground.
Gare, I've got to ask, in addition to being a model and an actor, I hear you're also a singer. Could you sing something for us?
Oh, man, you better give me a new career here.
I hope so. Come on.
No. When I was a small boy, I like to sing because that's the way of Dinka and Nuer people. They like to tell stories through songs or dancing. Lalang ako dumale ko liet katiyay na at kutsyake ko ngon nga jay ka malar kene. Dara o si ringwang, o si mal ko amal, si gem ni dial palaroka. Chunal tek ka jan chabi chubla ni junum niyam. Chunal kuol ka jan chabi chubla ni junum niyam.
That's beautiful. Can you tell us what it means?
We have suffered for so long during our struggle, and now we have accomplished peace. Now, the people of South Sudan, what they need to do is to put South Sudan first before your own tribe, because peace was what we were fighting for and freedom. That's what the song means.
An amazing story, and one that we should all pay attention to. Thank you so much, South Sudanese American actor Gare Douani and Sasha Chanoff, founder of the humanitarian group Refuge Point. Thanks very much.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank
man.
You.